Welcome to the Business in English podcast, where we explore all aspects of the dynamic world of business for English learners. Former CEO of the once prominent crypto platform, Celsius Network, Alex Mashinsky, has been arrested on charges related to securities fraud. This arrest comes in the wake of the collapse of Celsius Network and charges of fraud and price manipulation of the crypto platform's token against Mashinsky and the former chief revenue officer Ronnie Cohen Pavone. This isn't the first legal battle for Mashinsky and his erstwhile firm. They are also grappling with lawsuits from the Securities and Exchange Commission and other regulatory bodies for purportedly inflating their crypto token price and partaking in fraudulent ventures. In a related development, Celsius Network has entered a settlement agreement with a bankrupt crypto exchange, consented to pay a hefty $4.7 billion to settle the matter. The combination of Alex Mashinsky's arrest, Celsius's legal headaches, and the considerable settlement illuminates the volatile circumstances enveloping the ex-CEO and his formerly thriving crypto platform. With ongoing legal proceedings, the future of Celsius Network hangs in the balance. Stay connected for more updates regarding this evolving story. In the latest Bob Iger news, Disney has announced an exciting development that will see his CEO tenure extended until 2026, testament to the vision and success he has brought to the entertainment giant. This surprising move demonstrates the immense trust and confidence the company places in Iger's strategic abilities. In addition to his contract extension, Iger has been charged with the crucial task of identifying his own replacement as CEO. In the face of this extension, Disney is reportedly deliberating over the potential sale of its television assets, indicating a reassessment of its core priorities and potentially reshaping its overarching business structure. This strategic shift could present new opportunities for growth. On another note, Iger has expressed concerns over the ongoing strikes by the Writers Guild of America, WGA, and SAG-AFTRA, labeling their demands unreasonable and cautioning about the potential negative impact on Disney's operations. It is evident that he views the strikes as possibly detrimental to the business and is urging all parties to reach a mutually beneficial resolution. These various initiatives under Iger's extended leadership mark an exciting chapter for Disney as they continue shaping the future of the entertainment industry. Thank you for joining us on this episode where we explored the intricate world of business, learning valuable insights and strategies to help you navigate and succeed in the ever-evolving landscape of today's economy.